Take your Bible again tonight and open to Proverbs chapter number 1 tonight. We've been studying the book of Proverbs. We've just been studying it a little bit. This is our third Sunday evening service on the book of Proverbs. We really haven't gotten very far except to give definitions of some words, but there are words that are constantly repeated in the book of Proverbs that we need to know the definitions of. Because as we read the book of Proverbs, we learn the definitions of these words so that we can understand better what God has given to us so far. We've learned the definition of six different words. First, we learned the word wisdom. Wisdom is to look at life from God's point of view, also at oneself and one's God and our relationship with our neighbor. God wants us to know ourselves and everything about ourselves just as He sees us, not as we see ourselves. So to know our God and what He thinks of me and thinks of you as individuals helps us to be for Him what we ought to be. It also teaches us how to treat our neighbor. So we know how to handle and behave ourselves and judge ourselves before others so we can always be what we ought to be before others. So then we learned the next word. We learned the word instruction. Comes from the word, the Hebrew word, which means to chastise or chastisement or to reproof. So it means to restrain or reprove or rebuke or warn. The dictionary gives it a definition of an authoritative direction to be obeyed. So God wants us to have instruction or authoritative directions to be obeyed. So when we look at life from His point of view, in His view, and follow His ideas, then when He gives us a direction, we need to obey that direction because it's coming from Him as an authority. The third word we learn, perception. God wants us to have the right perception. And that means to look well too, or to mark, or skillfully think, or to become aware of. Perception. Then the next word He gave us from the Word of God in the series of words He puts in order for us was the word understanding. That means to apply the view of God, to comprehend it, and to accept it. Just that word understanding right there holds a huge amount of information for us. To apply the view of God, to comprehend it, and to accept it. Then the next word we learned was the word justice. The word justice. That means to do the right of natural, moral, or legal right. Conform to a moral right, or a legal right, or a natural right in action and attitude. In action and attitude. So, right there, let's stop now and read our scripture for tonight. Have a prayer, and then we'll get into the definition of the rest of the words we want to look at here. Chapter number 1, verse number 1. The Proverbs of Solomon, the son of David, king of Israel. To know wisdom and instruction. To perceive the words of understanding. To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice, judgment, and equity. To give subtlety to the simple. To the young men, knowledge and discretion. Let's go ahead and read verse 5 as well. A wise man will hear and will increase in learning. And a man of understanding shall obtain to wise counsel. Now again, we see that word understanding pop up. That word understanding means to apply the view of God, to comprehend it, and to accept it. So when we see that word now, we can take that definition to that word. So in verse 5, a wise man will hear and increase in learning, and a man of understanding, a man who understands, is a man who applies the view of God, comprehends it, and accepts it, and then shall obtain to wise counsel. So it's really important that we understand what these words say as we start the book of Proverbs. Father, we ask that you bless now as we learn. Holy Spirit, meet with us in a very special way. Teach us the truth in a way that we understand it and can apply it. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. The word, the book of Proverbs, as we know, is a book of wisdom. It means to look at life from God's point of view and apply that which He wants us to. So it's really a changing of our thought. It's the way that we think. And God's telling us that the people that need this the most are young people, or young Christians, or people who haven't been saved for a long period of time. We have a tendency to get set in our ways. And God says before we get set in our ways, if we'll start to learn from the book of Proverbs, we start to learn wisdom and life from a different perspective than the world and the flesh and the devil, which was what we grew up in a physical realm, then we can take and apply that to our lives and have things change. So let's take a look at the next word then that we have. The seventh word we're going to look at The sixth word we're going to look at is judgment. The word judgment. I'm not sure if we covered that last week or not, but let me give you judgment. It means pronounce a verdict in human and divine law. To pronounce a verdict in human and divine law. So God wants us to get wisdom, which is to look at life from God's point of view, know ourselves, so we know how to behave ourselves around others, and to get instruction, and instruction means to come to chasten or reprove or restrain or rebuke or to obey an authoritative direction so that we'll obey it, and so that in doing those two things we'll receive understanding, and understanding then we'll perceive, we'll look well to that which is marked, skillfully think to be aware of those things, so we can apply the view of God to comprehend it and to accept it, so then we can move to justice, which is the natural, moral, or legal rights in action and attitude, so we can apply those, conform to those, so that in that we can pronounce the proper verdict or make the proper decision. A young person needs to learn to make a proper decision. A young Christian needs to learn to make a proper decision. We can't make a proper decision unless we have all the right information to make that decision from. A decision is made from a series of bits of information that we receive, weigh them out properly, and to decide upon it or to come up with a verdict. So God says if we're going to come up with the right verdicts in life, then we've got to look at these things through His point of view, not from ours. So that word judgment. And then equity. Equity is our next word. Equity. That means to weigh properly. The word equity means to weigh properly. To carefully weigh the decisions of life. So we just found out then that judgment, we need to pronounce a judgment or make a decision in life. And God says then we need to use equity as we make that decision or weigh it properly and carefully, weigh that decision of life. Sometimes we're willy-nilly in our life. We just make decisions based upon what we want at that moment. But sometimes it's not a good decision. Sometimes it's not a wise decision. Sometimes it may seem like it's an okay decision from everywhere else, but when we apply the Word of God to it and the truths of God, at that moment, it may not be a wise decision. Let's illustrate that. There's nothing wrong with getting married. I think every young person should find that spouse for them and get married. But just because it's a good thing to get married doesn't mean you just marry anybody. You have to be able to judge the information, weigh the information you receive, and make a proper judgment. So what we need then is we need to look at things from God's point of view. What does God have for you? How does He look at you? How does He look at you? How do you look at Him? What's His view? How do you treat your neighbor? How you treat that young lady or young man that you meet? So then we get a little authoritative direction from God on how that we're going to go. We obey it. And then take and look well to it, making sure we mark those proper things that God has. See, if we start marking those things that God has given to us through His Word and apply those to our life, that's understanding, to comprehend it and to accept that that's the right way to go, then we can have a justice in making the proper, conforming to the proper right in action and in attitude in ourselves and towards other. We can come to a proper verdict or decision in which we can weigh it out properly so we make the right decision in life. That's what the book of Proverbs is all about. And that's what life's all about. So it's right to get married, but just because it's a good-looking fellow or a good-looking gal doesn't necessarily that means the right person. Maybe you like each other from a fleshly way, but maybe you're called to be a preacher and she doesn't want to have anything to do with a preacher's life. That tells me that there's an imbalance here. Maybe she looks pretty, but she doesn't ever read her Bible and she doesn't ever pray. Or maybe he's a handsome guy, but he doesn't like to work. And so he never has any money. So there's many things then that go into the decision-making process. And that all can be blinded by love. But I love him. I love her. I can't tell you how many times in my lifetime I've heard that from people. And they're making a bad decision. But you know, you're not going to listen to somebody else tell you that. You've got to listen to yourself, because you've gotten counsel and wisdom from God on how to make the proper decision. So that's part of how this process works, is equity. Which brings us to this eighth word that God gives us here, and he gives us the word civility. That means the proper manage of life's economy, to properly manage life's economy. Notice the word simple, which means unpleated, or no folds in the life of somebody. The key then to the proper fold that God wants us to make in our life is to properly come to the right decisions and manage those decisions correctly. So what are we trying to do? God wants us to put pleats in our life. He wants us to iron those in. The life of a simple person doesn't have any boundaries ironed into their life. God says, make these spiritual boundaries here. So when you manage the decisions of life, when to get married, who to marry, how to raise your children, how to take care of your finances, how to work in the ministry, multitudes of things that God, we have to make decisions on, that we can properly manage the decisions from a spiritual point of view and not the point of view of what's convenient. Most of us live off of the convenience of today. We live off of decisions that we make because it just seems like that's what we should do. Just because it seems like something we should do doesn't mean that's something we should do. Just because it seems like that's something that fits right now, it seems to be all right. That doesn't mean that it is all right. Just because you go to a Bible college or you go off to college doesn't mean you don't have to listen to your parents anymore. It doesn't mean that they don't have any brains anymore. It doesn't mean that your parents are from some other planet. We need somebody to help direct us. From a Christian perspective, we have to make sure that as young Christians, we learn proper doctrine, or we can be led astray. And then we no longer have a teachable spirit. We won't let God lead us because our spirit is not teachable anymore, because we have come to the place where I've got all the answers rather than depending on God. But wisdom teaches me that I can always be learning from God. I can always be learning from His Word. I have never arrived in my Christian life. There are so many things yet to learn. I've been serving the Lord now for 35 years. And every day I find something new. Every day I find myself saying, I need to fix this in my life and I need to fix that in my life. I need to go in a different direction. I need to follow God's direction, not my opinion. So many times we direct our life by our opinion and our mood rather than direction from God. And when God does give us direction, we often don't like it because it doesn't match our situation. So the truth is that many Christians today live by situational ethics, rather than by the wisdom that God provides for us, because we don't go through this process. Just in these first four verses, God is giving us a whole thinking process that we have to go through. So the eighth word is civility. Prudence is another word for that. Prudence. Properly management of life's economy. So we know what folds should be in our life. So those folds become policies in which we follow. For example, a young person meets another young person, and they get infatuated with each other. But one's not saved, and the other one is. Well, we need to move away from that relationship, or wait to see if that person gets saved. And then do they grow in grace? Are they willing to serve the Lord? Because when we get unequally yoked, we add all sorts of problems and difficulties to our Christian life and to raising our family right. Divorce is a major problem in America today amongst Christians, because we don't use God's detailed decision-making process that He gives us in the book of Proverbs, and we make decisions based upon our feelings, our mood, or our emotions, our situation. And we start to make exceptions to the Word of God because it doesn't fit our situation. We say, well, that's okay, but here's what I think. Or here's what I feel. Or it was okay for them over there. And every once in a while, you probably will find an exception to the rule where things went okay. But far more times you're going to find failed marriages because we follow our situational ethics rather than following what God has given to us for an instruction in life. And that's why he says it's for the young. The young spiritually or the young physically who are spiritual. Because this is when we need to put decision-making processes. When I got saved, I had to change my decision-making process. If you get saved at the age 50, you're going to have to change your decision-making process. If you get saved at the age of 20, you're going to have to change your decision-making process. If you get saved at the age of 60, you're going to have to change your decision-making process. There's processes we have gone through in life to make the decisions we have change because now we have a new ownership. God has a different expectation for us. And He lays down better things for you and I. So these 10 words that He's given us in Proverbs really, really help us to understand His process of thinking, which is what the book of Proverbs is all about. Looking at the things of life, thinking about the things of life, making the decisions of life, not from our view, but from God's view. Which is a much better view than yours and mine. Ninth word. The ninth word he has for us tonight. Knowledge. The ninth word is knowledge. To give stability to the simple and to the young man knowledge. Knowledge. The word knowledge means awareness gained through experience. Knowledge is awareness gained through experience. In other words, we put it all together in an order. And God says, now you're gaining experience, and as you gain that awareness through experience, you know now how to apply these truths to your life. So the whole book of Proverbs then is for us to be able to get the proper experiences in life so that we can go through life making the same or proper decisions. I shouldn't have to, as a Christian that's been saved these many years, sit down and try to figure out what God's process for decision making is. I should already know what it is. I should have practiced it. I should have a lot of experience in it. It should become automatic to me as a Christian. Why? Because I've applied these simple truths in the book of Proverbs to my life. So that's what God expects us to do. He expects us to get this knowledge. Alright? Look at what it says in verse 5. A wise man will hear. Will hear what? All these things we've been talking about. So then he'll have obtained some knowledge. The wise man will hear and increase in learning. Why? Because he's got some experience now with the things of God. So now he can explore more areas of our Christian life. And will increase in learning, the man of understanding shall obtain unto wise counsel. Now let's go back to that word understanding again. We talked about it at the beginning of the service. That word understanding means to apply the view of God, to comprehend it, and to accept it. Well, that's what knowledge is. Knowledge and understanding go hand in hand. If I apply the view of God, I comprehend it, I accept it, then I become aware through experience that that's the right decision to make. It may not seem like it's a good decision at that time. It may be a decision I don't like at the time. But as time goes by, I see the benefits of the decision that I made being the right decision rather than the wrong decision. So that's what knowledge does for us. Then word number 10. Word number 10 then. Our 10th word is discretion. Discretion. To give subtlety to the simple, to give the young man knowledge and discretion. So here, discretion then has to do with the awareness gained through experience. And discretion means a plain understanding to choose good over bad. A plain understanding to choose good over bad. Or put it this way, a plan. Discretion is a plan. you actually look up the Hebrew word, you'll find out that it illustrates more of a plan than it does anything else. So now I've got a plan. God's given me a plan. God's given you a plan on how to approach life. That plan comes through every applying then what we've learned. What's God's plan? It's in 10 simple words. I should say 9 simple words. It's to look at life from His point of view, look at myself from His view, so that I know how to behave before others. So then, having that, then I can come from that and understand that what He's given me is an authoritative direction to be obeyed. Which brings me to look well and skillfully to the things around me, so I become aware of them. So that brings me to understanding and applying the view of God, comprehending it, and then accepting it. Which brings me to having the right or natural or moral conformity in my actions and also my attitude. So then it's an automatic attitude adjustment. To pronounce a verdict then, make that decision. That decision's based on what I've done so far, and then to weigh it properly. So I can manage the decisions of life correctly, so that I will put the proper folds or guidelines into my life. So I come to the place where I'm aware of these things, I apply them, and now I'm getting experience in applying them. And now I have that plan. And that's what he tells us then. The book of Proverbs is all about. In the first few verses, the first 4 verses then, he tells us then exactly why we should study the book of Proverbs. Because he says to know. These are the things he says we need to know. These 10 words are going to pop up over and over and over and over again in the book of Proverbs. These are 10 words that become very important to us. So, look in verse number 10 then. To understand a proverb in the interpretation, it means how do I apply it? The words of the wise and their dark sayings. That word dark sayings means riddles. Life is a riddle. We have to figure it out. Life is a series of dark sayings. To make wise the words of the wise and their dark sayings. So life is filled with riddles. We've got to find the right answers. We've got to apply the right answers. So that's the whole purpose then of the book of Proverbs that God has given to you and I. Verses 4 through 6 are what's called parenthetical verses. They're explanatory verses. God is explaining to us. The Lord is saying a wise person is going to hear what I just described to you. Not only will he hear it, but you won't have to put pressure on them to follow it. They're going to follow it because they know it's right. They understand it. They understand it's from God, and we're going to accept it. And we're going to take the attitude and personal adjustments it takes to do it the right way. So that we can do right that he wants us to do. Increase in learning and in wise counsel. And so as we apply the Proverbs to us, it helps us. So these are explanatory verses, or what's called parenthetical verses, that he's giving to us here at this point. I just want you to notice one place. I want you to go to Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 9. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 9. And we're almost done for the night. Proverbs chapter 9 and verse number 9. Here's why God wants us to apply these. Give instruction to a wise man, and he will be yet wiser. Teach a just man, and he will increase in learning. That's what Proverbs chapter 1, verses 1 through 6 is talking about. This is what God wants for his children. This is what he wants for me. This is what he wants for you. So it's all summed up here. Give instruction to a wise man. How does he get wise? How does man get wise? Not by following what the world, the flesh, and the devil has taught us, but looking at life from God's perspective, making decisions based upon God's truth, being willing to change our attitude and our life to be shaped according to the things that God has given us, change our decision-making process to be His decision-making process. And God says if you'll do that, you'll become a wise man and yet become even much wiser. And if you teach that to a just man, he will increase then in his learning. That's the application of what we've been given. That's the purpose of the book of Proverbs. It's taken us 3 weeks. But those are the first 10 words. The 10 words of instruction that God gives to us as we start to study the book of Proverbs. All through the book of Proverbs, I've run through these words, run back to the definition of these words so that I can properly apply the verses that God's giving us in the book of Proverbs. Why? So I can put the proper pleats in my life, which are my guidelines to keep me safe, to do the right thing, to be as effective for Christ in my life as possible. Well, let's pray. Father, I thank you for what we've learned tonight. I thank